listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show will be live. 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official
OPT Network.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm a little hot.
You're a little hot? It's a little hot.
You know, well, Carlette, when we come in, you know, I got to wipe it down, clean it down.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'm trying to get it clean and wipe it down because, you know, people leave it looking like a pigsty. And so, you know, I have to try to get it together.
Well, you know what? I thank you for that. Team OPT thanks you for making sure it's on point. Let me tell everybody our website where they can log on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. Just simply log on to www.onpointcxmas.com. Click the microphone and you can listen live. And if you want to connect with Team OPT, you can do so at our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can phone us 318 at our offices, 445-5658. Sometimes people get a little confused. Right. This is the radio station. And then when we leave here promptly at 9:30, we go over to Government Street. That's our offices, and that's where you can connect with us. Again, the number 318-445-5658. And a lot of people are connecting with us, DC, via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com.
Absolutely. And too, Carlette, a lot of times we'll have people when we're asking, we forget, we're so not the call-in program that we'll forget to give you the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So we have messages at our office when we get there saying, hey, I'm trying to call. But it's actually to our office versus the radio station. So we have to make sure that we are make it so that people are clairvoyant on how that all happens. And another thing, too, is, you know, the way you leave stuff when you leave, it's got to me, that's about your mama. You know, if your mama didn't teach you how to leave things when you leave, your mama is nasty. She was a nasty lady and still is, probably.
And with that said, it is a beautiful morning if you're traveling, getting your morning started. As always, we like to remind you about those school kids that are enjoying summer vacation. And what I am carrying from our conversation this week is that approach. Now, we haven't had to use that special approach yet, but I'm sure we will. Remember, kids are out and about. They're playing. Many people are playing. Many kids are playing in the streets, literally. So that means you've got to take extra precaution. And, you know, we're going to connect with Kendra Goche really soon. I don't know if our homeless population is increasing or what, but we're seeing lots of people around the city. You know, at one point there were just people like in the downtown area, but you're seeing more and more people that appear to be homeless, you know, just kind of throughout the city. And yesterday, D.C., you encountered one of those people. And I just thought that that was really, really incredible because what you did, because all too often we see people that we're kind of sure that they probably are homeless and we just move past them. But you did what on yesterday?
Oh, wow. I was over on Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of moving fast because I had to go into the CVS and to pick something up. And I said, well, I was moving so fast when I passed by.
Well, let me ask you this. Why were you moving so fast?
Because I was trying to come to pick you up. I was trying to get, you know, you was blowing me up like, okay, you coming, you on the way, or, you know. So as I was blowing by through the entrance, I noticed, but it didn't register until I got halfway through the store.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first looked at it, I said, oh, yeah, that's the guy just smelling in the trash can, smelling some food out the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I registered it like that, but it didn't really sink in that, no, he's trying to find food in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was trying to find some food. And so
How did you kind of notice that? I mean, when?
Well, because I was wondering why he was pulling trash out of the trash can and smelling it.
Uh huh.
And then it didn't really register until I got halfway in, because I was moving.
Right.
You know, I was really tunneled out about getting in and getting what I have to get and get out and then come pick you up.
Right.
And then, shucks, halfway through the store, I said, I think that guy's eating out the trash. I said that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some ladies right behind me, and I just simply asked them, was that guy just eating out of the trash can? And they say, yes, that's exactly what he was doing.
Wow.
And so
then after you go into the CVS and you pick up the items that you had gone to get, you think, what do you think after, you know, you acknowledge the ladies and, you know, you guys realize?
At that point, I'm thinking the guy's hungry and there's just no need in America, in the land of milk and honey, for a guy to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking, you know. So
right.
I'm thinking that as I'm in there taking care of my business. So when I walks out, he's sitting down by the store and he asks me for a few dollars to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I gave him a few dollars, but then, you know, I have these McDonald's promo coupons that we get from our sponsor, McDonald's of Central Louisiana, the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just give you a pile of these cards. Of course, we don't let people win them. We just give them away.
Right.
You know, if somebody wants one, you know, we just tell them about McDonald's. And what it is it's a crispy chicken, bacon chicken club sandwich,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Really good sandwich. I mean, it's got grilled onions on it,
mm-hmm.
and crispy or grilled.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was got him one of those crispy sandwiches and a fry and gave him a few dollars. And, you know, but it was, to say the least, you know, it's sad to see.
Was that the first time that you had ever seen anybody really personally and up close eating out of the trash can?
No. As a matter of fact, I hadn't seen it in this area. But when we were in New Orleans on Bourbon Street,
mm-hmm.
it was
mm-hmm.
nothing to see somebody go into the trash can, pull a drink out, drink
mm-hmm.
it, go in, get to the corner of drinks, and mm-hmm. that's how they getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I had seen it. That's why when I saw him doing it, it didn't register right away, but I knew exactly what it was after I processed it. I said, man, that guy. And then to confirm it, I asked the people who walked in right behind me.
Right.
And they said, yes, he was eating out of the trash can.
And so what did you get? What kind of sense did you get after you had fed him, after you, you know, gave him some money? What kind of, you know, was there any sort of conversation or?
No, there wasn't a whole lot of conversation. Of course, you know, with me, I'm not a preacher. I really mm-hmm. don't try to tell folks what to do. I don't really know what his situation was, and it seemed like he didn't want to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he wanted to tell me, I would have listened, but it looks like he was like, look, I'm just wanting to get what I need to get, and I need to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's fine with me because, you know, to each his own.
Right.
You know, the last thing I try to do is tell anybody what to do with them and theirs and their stuff. And it seems like he may just be out there because he's chosen to be out there. Because he looked able-bodied, but, you know, looks can be deceiving.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, and I
right.
didn't really investigate the situation that much. I just asked, I did what was asked of me. He asked for some money to get something to eat. I went one step further,
mm-hmm.
you know, went to McDonald's, got him the crispy chicken sandwich, and the sandwiches are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
They've got that pretzel bread on them. So I was like, yeah, he's going to be happy with this,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially if he's eating out of the trash can. This is really going to.
Right.
So, you know, and, but it did bring up the conversation with us about, wow, you know, where are we in America when, in a, because you see that in larger cities.
Right.
But in a city like Alexandria, you know, we know there's a homeless population out there, but I believe, and I don't know this for a fact, a lot of the homeless population choose to be homeless. They know how to survive, sort of. Kind of, especially when it's not too cold,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think they pretty much look for shelter once it cools down, according to Kendra Gocha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're huge proponents of the
Homeless Coalition. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I guess we're going to have to call them because they sent me an email yesterday about the dues that we need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we had dues, but
mm-hmm.
glad to pay them if I need to pay them.
Right.
So, So we'll call Kendra today and find out.
And I guess that was just, for me, another one of those life's lessons. And, you know, yesterday we started the top of the show with gratitude. And, you know, when you when you told me that, and I said, well, what was keeping you? What took you so long? And you said, you know, I stopped and helped a man who was eating out of the garbage can. And I said, wow. You know, and all too often, we don't really stop and help people along the way. And it really gave me pause. And, you know, yesterday I started thinking about all of the things that we can feel grateful for. And when DC came back, he said, well, you know, nobody in America is really hungry. And I said, well, you know, that's just really not true. Okay.
He does have family.
He does have family.
He does have family, but he's been there for several years.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I wonder why he chooses to eat.
Your microphone. Okay.
I wonder why he chooses to just.
I wonder why he chooses, instead of getting with some of his family.
He has psychological problems.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
And we're seeing a lot of that. A lot of people.
If you've observed him like I have, you would know that he has psychological problems, and I think he's been in the military too.
Wow. Oh, wow. So he's a veteran. And let me tell you.
Yes,
see,
he
and,
is.
Yes, sir. And I didn't really have, when I, what happened was, when I came out, I was actually thinking about what I could do. But when he said, hey, sir, can you give me a few dollars to get something to eat? Then I kind of went the way that I was going, because he asked for food. But I guess he may not want, and I kind of gathered he didn't really want anything else but that, and he wanted to kind of move on and not be bothered with.
He don't bother anybody.
Right.
People give him food and money all the time.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's fair. That's the first time I saw him. Well, sir, we sure appreciate you calling.
Do you know him, sir, personally, or have you just observed him?
I've been noticing him for several years. I talked to the pharmacist there in CVS about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me a lot about him.
Wow. What did he tell you about him?
He may not want to.
Okay.
I would recommend that you go and talk to the pharmacist.
Right.
Leave it to the host here and start quizzing you with it. You know.
Well, you know, my heart is heavy, and I realize that a lot of the homeless people do have mental illness, and you know, it's just one of those things that we wanted to share, and we want to thank you so much for your concern and for your thought and for calling.
But he does have a mental problem. I observed him for several years.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And we just want to thank you too, sir, for calling and giving us that tidbit. We certainly appreciate it.
Okay, sir.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Mm-hmm. And you know, DC, that just shows you that people are watching, that people do see what's going on in and around their community. And anybody who listens to the show knows that, I guess, I'm just pretty much a softy for people. And one of the missions of this show is to encourage people, to uplift people, and to enlighten people. And I don't know why I'm getting emotional this morning, because I'm really, really up. I guess, you know, you just hate that. You hate to see it. It's happening in every town, USA. And I know we can't save everybody, but we can do what we can do, and what we can do, we should do. And I just want to say this as well, as we're talking about this. You know, we want to thank again, from the very, very bottom of our hearts, all of the people that have called in the last few shows and have helped us help organizations that are helping the community. And we have a really, really special caller that called in and really, really wanted to be a part of the Pay It Forward networking movement. But I want to say this. There is no condemnation on those people who do not give. What we're trying to do is put giving at the top of your mind. Make it a top of the mind awareness for you. You may not, you don't have to give to everything that we ask, and we're not even suggesting that you do. But what we're saying is that people, especially people who declare that they love God, that we've got to step up. We got to stop just praying, and we have to start taking action. Now, I'm not saying, let me back up. I'm not saying that we have to stop praying. I did say that, but that's not what I intended. We have to pray.
Get that straight.
We have to pray. All right, let me get that straight. You hear me? I'm tapping my own self on the hand.
Yeah, that came out bad. I'm glad you caught that because I was thinking about something else.
Right. So I'm not saying that we don't have to pray or that we shouldn't have to pray. We must pray. We're commissioned to pray. But we're also commissioned to do what we can do in the natural for those people that we can help. Because we can send somebody away and say, I'm going to pray for you. But we have the means, like you did. You had the means to help this man.
Yes.
And he is what God considers the least. He's, you know, when you're mentally unstable, you know, then it's almost like being a baby or a senior where sometimes it's hard for you to take care of yourself.
Well, you know, Carlette, we've been on the subject of giving a few days. And, you know, I was thinking about, because you asked me a question, how did I start really giving and how did I grow to be the giver that I am today?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that question lingered with me all day yesterday and the day before. I think it was the day before we mm-hmm. talked about that. And it finally came to me is how did I get there? Is, you know, how I got there? I started giving to the church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You basically, I believe that there is, you cannot go wrong by sowing into the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
into God's house. It doesn't matter which one. Wherever you go, you know, they say bring your tithe to the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it started at for me. And what happened was, is when you start to get the return on that, and a lot of times people aren't astute enough to just see, okay, I gave this and I got that back. Most people really can't keep up with that, you know. I just happen to be the type of person and I have the type of mind
mm-hmm.
to understand what's going out and what's coming in, you know. And so what I started realizing is the more I gave to church, the more I started receiving, and then I started giving outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
So when you asked me that, I wasn't really equipped to answer that question when you asked it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you become such a giver? It starts right there with listening to your man of God saying, look, I'm not trying to get your money to go buy a vehicle or whatever it is. I already got that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not why I'm trying to get you to give. A lot of people really don't appreciate their ministers for trying to get them to give because they think the minister's trying to get them to give
uh-huh.
so that the minister can have.
Right.
The minister understands the principle of
right.
giving.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't tell you, who's going to tell you?
Right.
You know, he's the one that tells you unequivocally that when you give, it's going to be given back to you, pressed down, running over, shaking together. Should men give into your
bosom? Right.
You know, so a lot of times we look at our pastors and say all they want is your money, but that's not it. That's a lie from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean every pastor out there, some of them do want your money, but that's a small percentage
mm-hmm.
because churches don't run like that. You know, churches don't run to where the pastor says, okay, let me get that collection plate. I'm going to put that in my bank account.
Right.
That's not how churches work. You know, churches are run by governing bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you give to the church, you have given to probably the best ground, the best, you know, that's fertile ground that mm-hmm. you can sow.
Especially
into.
If you're there and that's your place. You know, your place of worship. What
Absolutely.
Other, what better place to sow?
Well, Carlette, you know, when I think about this type of thing, I think about the good folks down in Cottonport.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Jerusalem Missionary.
Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, Teresa Anderson, Reverend Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
They do a wonderful job. Their congregation seems to be so humbled,
mm-hmm.
you know, and have so much gratitude. I just love, you know, when we go down there and go to church, I just enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
I do too.
Everybody seems to have a spirit of giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It really is a beautiful thing to see.
Absolutely.
You know, it inspires me to see that. So, yeah, to go back on that and answer that question, that's how it began for me. I started
mm-hmm.
giving to the church, and I started realizing that the more I gave, the more I was receiving,
mm-hmm.
not just in financial blessing, because we've been taught at the church we go to that financial blessing is the lowest form
mm-hmm.
of blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That is the absolute lowest form.
Right.
There's, you know, health, you know, physical health is, mm-hmm. is very prosperous. You could have all the money in the world and die tomorrow, and what does it do for you?
Absolutely nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or your family life, or your spiritual life. You know, these things are way more important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got people out there that's got piles of money, and they're tormented by that money.
Absolutely.
Scared, dealing with a million forms of fear mm-hmm. of how somebody's going to come and take their wealth.
And, you know, I was reading an article yesterday in Forbes magazine that just talked about just that very same thing, that, you know, gaining wealth is not the real issue, but being able to hold on to that wealth is where many people have issues. And so, you know, you can gain all of that and be living a life of fear and doubt mm-hmm. and unbelief, and before you know it, that money is going to be gone. And it's like Jike Bradley said, he said, you know, people who have been poor and have won't give because they remember what it's like to be poor, and they want to make sure that they never go back to that state of being again. And that's where trust comes in. And I guess maybe that's why this conversation, because Lord knows it's not what we had planned for this morning, but I guess that's why that conversation keeps coming up, because of people's mindsets and, you know, being able to change your thinking and being able to look out for your fellow human being,
right.
whether you know them or not. The gentleman that calls said, I've been observing him. I know he has family,
right.
but I also know that he has issues. In a lot of cases, you know, you can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped.
Absolutely, Carlette. And I'm going to tell you, as I sit here and I'm thinking, you know, you need to give to your church. And I mean, I'm not talking about just the minimal giving. You know what I'm saying? You need to step your giving up.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good place to start.
You know, I really love this topic right here, because I'm not a preacher and I'm not, you know, but I do understand.
You don't have anything to gain.
No, I don't have nothing to gain. I'm just trying to, like, but and a lot of pastors will tell the congregations, look, I'm not trying to get something from you. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get something to you. It's their duty to try to make you prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you prosper, the church prospers.
Absolutely.
You know, the church needs its congregation to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't sow any seed, that's like a farmer who says, I'm going to have some crop this year and don't put any seed in it.
Right.
You have to put seed in the ground, and the best place to put it is right there in your church.
That's right.
That's where it starts at. And then, you know, the Bible even says, watch and see, don't open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. And I don't know where all this stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a Bible scholar, but I know it's in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watch out, open up the windows of heaven
mm-hmm.
and pour on the blessing. But if you would monitor what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you'll start to see things start to happen in your life. You start to gain favor,
mm-hmm.
because that's what happened with us. You know, we started this program. We were both working,
mm-hmm.
you know, at jobs. And we started this program 30 minutes, one day a week.
Mm-hmm.
And there was absolutely nowhere in the world we were going to be able to make any living with a one day a week program for 30 minutes. And until it got to be 3 days,
mm-hmm.
there was really no profit in it. We were just sort of paying the money for it,
mm-hmm.
and kind of just, you know, going through the process of letting it grow. But because of, and I mentioned this gentleman, I talked to him yesterday, Brother Robert Lewis,
mm-hmm.
you know, that brother sold a lot into us and what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
to give us those, the few that we needed,
right.
to just stay with it. God will put people in your life to encourage you just at the time you need to be encouraged. And the Lord impressed upon me to call him yesterday and just let him know, mm-hmm. that, look, you know, this vision that we had is now speaking back to us.
Right.
It is, you know, we start out, we just have the vision.
Right. Habakkuk 2:2.
Absolutely.
Tells us to write the vision.
Right. We have the vision. But then after the vision starts to grow, the vision starts to speak back to us, because we're starting to see,
mm-hmm.
what we envisioned 7 years ago.
Right.
It is actually speaking back to us, doing what God showed us it had the potential to do.
Right.
And so we're still now believing it to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just excited about it. I mean, it's just, and we would like to share this with folks and say to folks, you know, get your giving up.
Get your giving up.
Yeah.
And to say that God's no respecter of persons, that if he'll do it for us, that he'll do it for you. And I think that that was the whole idea of why God put us in this position, so that people could see the incremental growth of the OPT and what it is growing into. And not only did Robert Lewis provide constant prayer, constant encouragement, but he also provided resources.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't just talk about it, he was about it.
Oh, wow.
And then he began to prophesy. You forgot about it.
Well,
he didn't forget about it, but so much to say.
He did a lot of prophecies with us. And not only that, he was one of the first sponsors mm-hmm. to sponsor the program.
You know, on a regular, consistent.
Yeah, his lawn service was one of the first
mm-hmm.
people we had, because were it not for his largesse.
That's right.
And him giving, saying, look, I believe in what you guys are doing, you know, and I believe that Robert is a, he is a evangelistic minister.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe for one day to be able to just pay for his travel.
Absolutely.
You know, to wherever he needs to go.
And we've said it many times on this show, we're going to give by the hundreds, then by the thousands, then by the hundreds of thousands, and then even into the millions.
Yes.
And what Robert Lewis did for us, Robert, if you're listening, and Val, his wife, Robert and Val Lewis, will never forget it. And we talk about it not as if, oh, we've made it, but we're talking about it in terms of giving, and that we have seen the principle work in our lives. Just two people who started with a dream, with a vision from God that said, go, and I'll put the right people in your path.
Yes.
I'll put people that'll encourage you. I'll put people with resources. And let me tell you something. And this word, DC, is for somebody. I feel it so strong in my bones. That when we started out one day a week and we were both working and we didn't know how it would, DC had the vision for the growth, because I didn't see any more than that. You know, I didn't see how it could become a viable business, that it would support us and support our families, and it would support the giving that we would like to do in the community at some level. And it's about trusting. And I guess maybe that's why God wants us to talk about giving. If you are believing God for your business, you're believing God for your book, you're believing God that you're going to be able to come out of where you are and go back and get educated and do that thing that he is calling you to do. If you're believing for any dream that God has shown you, and a lot of people say, well, why I got to give? Do I got to pay God for that? It's not about payment.
Indulgences.
Yeah, do I have to pay? Like, you know. No, it's not about paying, but it's about putting your faith out there and saying, God, you said, and see, we're going, this is going someplace, because see, the OPT is about to move into another measure.
Yes.
And I guess that's why it's so heavy on our hearts, that God has systematically aligned people in our path with the resources to go to the next level. And so what we are telling you is not what we heard, but we're telling you what we did and what we continue to do. And so when we miss opportunities to help our seniors, to provide food for them, to provide a fan for them, to provide them with just little things that will make their lives so much better. Let me tell you something. Our parents both are seniors, and we know what it's like if your parent has to struggle. We see seniors who have to make decisions every single day about whether they'll be able to purchase their high blood pressure medicine, or whether they'll have to buy this one or that one and leave this one. And when we know about these things and we stand by and we do nothing because we're afraid that if I give this little bit of money, then I'll be like the widow. The widow said, you know what, I can't feed you, man of God. All I have enough is for me and my son. Once we eat this, we're going to die. But he said, you know what, if you just trust me and feed me first, make my pond first, feed me, you'll have plenty. You and your son will have plenty. And it's about faith. And this whole journey that we're on is a faith journey. And maybe what God is saying is that when you listen every single morning, that you're taking this walk of faith with us. But don't let us just take it. You got to begin to take your own.
I really don't know how we got here.
I don't either.
One of those days where we just kind of let it go where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
Let God have his way with it.
Yeah, it's a word for somebody.
Yeah, somebody needed that, mother. But big ups to Robert Lewis, man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for being obedient.
Yep.
And doing what you're doing. And we're just here to say it's going to pay off.
Yep.
You know, that obedience, because, man, that man does. He's been at our church, in the children's church, since we've been there.
He
taught Deuce. He and Val,
mm-hmm.
first Miss Jackie, and then, you know, because they've got an outstanding children's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, your kid knows about the word.
Absolutely.
They're not in church with us, but they're learning about the word,
mm-hmm.
you know, independently.
They're being taught by some people who love God.
Yeah.
And who love the word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow.
I tell you.
Go for it.
You ready? Attorney Chris Roy, Jr. of the Roy Law Office, has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information on how you can connect with Attorney Chris Roy, Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-9537. Again, 318-487-9537. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. For an appointment, 318-445-9700. Remember, that's for like spider veins. If you think you have poor circulation, whatever is going on, they can really, really help. And they help in a way that is not going to give you a whole lot of downtime. It's not going to put you in the hospital. They're going to get you in and get you up and going and back on the job. Again, Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700 for an appointment. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. It is hurricane season. We continue to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, right here in Alexandria for home, auto, and life insurance. Need to have those trees cut down, need to do some things before the storm hits. You need to find out how. 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. Oh, my goodness. It's 14 minutes after 8 local time, 14 minutes after 9 Eastern. How the morning is rolling by. Please stay engaged. Make sure you're watching out for yourself as well as others. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We got to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church.
This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexander, Louisiana. Again, have a thought with my friends On Point Talk about today. We want to look at success. Many of us think success is what people have told us, but the truth is success is in life depends upon the three I's: integrity, intelligence, and industry. If you find his place, if we find our place, it fuels the person that to become a successful man. We have to find our niche in life. And keep in mind, as we work through this, our integrity is who we are when nobody is looking. Our intelligence is what God has put in us. And our industry is how we apply that to work. Now, keep this in mind for me. All men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. So if we find our intelligence, what God have put in us, we will discover that knowledge is what's known, the apprehension of facts in the mind, and wisdom is the application of facts in life. And that's where our intelligence comes. So be intelligent, be hard, be successful, work hard, watch God bless you, and nobody can stop you from becoming who God created you to be. Have a good day.
This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In the Small Emerging Businesses Program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through 3 decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The way to dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go, cause it's basketball or Mr. Kirch's flow. Earl the Pearl and Will Big O and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King. And number 33, my man Kareem is the center of my stunning team.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Oh, yeah.
y'all. It's basketball. Tell me, were you in the joint? The night Wolves scored 100 points. Or when the Celtics won titles back to back and didn't give nobody no kind of slack. Or when Dr. J shook the whole damn team with moves that came right out of a dream. Or when Willis Reed stood so tall playing deep with desire. It's basketball.
The biggest show will be live. 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. And we're switching over to basketball. Boy, how the game has evolved from the days of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dr. J, Clyde the Glide,
Earl the Pearl.
Well, right now, it's all about LeBron James, Melo Anthony, and what they're going to do in free agency. Of course, Chris Bosh.
Yeah, Chris Bosh.
And D-Wade
is going to stay in Miami and retire because that's his home.
Right. And so right now, LeBron James, King James, has been out of pocket. Nobody has been able to contact him, but he did surface on yesterday for his first meeting with Pat Riley, but a lot of rumors are being floated right now as to whether he will remain with the Heat or if he will go home and take his talents back to Cleveland and present them for the championship. So lots of people floating, lots of rumors. And now the rumor mill has it that his agent, DC, that King James's agent is really, really pushing him back toward Cleveland. Now, that's really kind of hard to believe, being that he's really built this dynasty, helped to build this dynasty in Miami. And he also really pushed hard to bring in the point guard that was drafted in this year's NBA draft, which was Shabazz Napier. So, you know, lots of rumors being floated on whether he will go or whether he will stay. Now, there has also been sightings of t-shirts in Cleveland saying, "Forgiven, we forgive you for leaving. You are welcome to come back."
They need to be saying, "Please come back, LeB."
So
LBJ, come back home.
So now the pundits are believing that the Cavs will be able to make a pitch for LeBron James to return home.
Well, they traded their top guy.
Right.
They got him on the trading blocks. They're saying they're getting in position in case LeBron wants to come home. They've got it all set up for him.
And so right now, nobody can really do anything because they know that LeBron is going to require so much money, trying to make sure that they're under the salary cap.
Right.
So everybody is really, really standing still until LeBron makes a decision on what he's going to do.
It really would be. I mean, you know, wouldn't it be the ideal thing? Okay, you went out, you won a couple of championships, you played in four. Wouldn't it be, to me, the ideal thing is to go home where you were,
mm-hmm.
and prove the pundits wrong about you not being able to just win a championship where you are? Because I still think you got to undo that to be in, to be one of the greats. You know, of course, he's the greatest, probably the most awesome player to ever don a uniform, but there's more than just your ability.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? You know, you have players who just stayed with the teams they were with and made dynasties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he opted out of Cleveland and went to another team where he teamed up with some other good players,
right,
and won it, that sort of, to me, puts a little, you know what I'm saying, Corlett? It's sort of like it puts like, okay, I couldn't win it here by myself with the people around me, so I took a shortcut.
Well, you know,
it's almost like a shortcut.
I don't necessarily agree with that because I don't think that he had the supporting cast in Cleveland to win it. I really don't think he did.
Well, when you look at MJ, he lost for a lot of seasons before he won any.
Mm-hmm.
But he stayed there until they got the supporting cast. You know, because they were just going to have to go out and get the people that he needed around him. I mean, and they were going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually. And I think that was what he and the owner were going back and forth on. Look, we're going to do whatever we need to do to make the franchise a winning franchise. And, of course, another variable to this equation is that LeBron had not fully formed yet.
Right.
In
and
other
he was
words,
still a young
Yeah, he was still a really, really young man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was only 25, 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now he's a man. You know, he's a real man mm-hmm. now. But he knows how to finish. And they were saying when he left, okay, LeBron can't finish.
Yeah.
Big games, he choked. They couldn't win the big game because when it got down to the stretch, you know, San Antonio, who beat him then.
Right. He wasn't a big playmaker
no,
at that time.
At that time, he didn't take the game over mm-hmm. when it was time to take it over. But now, he's a totally different guy. I just think my personal choice would be go back home. You went out. You did South Beach.
So you think
it's
he's got
to go home,
so you think he's got something to prove at home?
The prodigal son returned.
Because
let me tell you something. Yeah, I think so, Carlin. I think you have to go back to where you were and take what you have and win with that. Because that's what most people do. Now I still think that it was a serious coup that they pulled.
Oh, absolutely.
He and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, I think it was awesome what they did. It pretty much put the control in the hands of the player.
Absolutely.
Which that is rarely seen. You know, the owners.
It's probably never been seen before. I mean,
no,
we've never heard
not like
about
that.
This happening in basketball history where the players said, you know what, we're in control and this is how we're going to do it.
This is how we're going to do it. But, of course, you know, Pat Riley put that together, too, was the brainchild. You know, he was in on
mm-hmm.
that. You know, that's just a lot of basketball wisdom right there.
Absolutely.
You know, from Pat Riley. And he knew. And he's telling the people of Miami right now, man, y'all are down because we lost in the final, but nobody wins every year.
Nobody wins every year.
I mean, you're in the final 4 years in a row, you know.
And you win, too.
And you win, too. I mean, you know, that's awesome.
Right. It really doesn't get.
I bet you New Orleans wouldn't mind having that right now, the Pelicans. We won.
Right. Well, I think right now what's happening in Cleveland is I think that they are lining up. So that if the prodigal son chooses to come home, that they will have the supporting cast around him that will enable him to win. But then I think that's going to be very, very disappointing. Well, maybe not, but maybe so.
Get the fatty calf ready.
For
the
fatty
calves are going to kill the fatty calf.
The fatted calf.
They're going to kill the fatty calf and say, come on home, prodigal son LeBron.
So, but I think Shabazz Napier is, don't you think he's looking forward, though, to really playing with LeBron?
Is that the Aussie, the guy from Australia?
No, that's the brother that the Heat traded up for to get, and LeBron James said he's the best point in the game, best point guard.
Oh, yeah, he does want to play with him, but at the same time, it's about more than that, though. That's the guy that played for Connecticut.
Right.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, point guard. This guy has a chip on his shoulder because he's 6'1". You know, most of your point guards now are 6'4", 6'5". You know, AI was like 6 foot tall.
Allen Iverson.
And he was a shooting guard.
Well, and you know, he's kind of struggling in the summer league, Shabazz is. But,
oh, he'll come around.
But many of the greats have said, you know, that a lot of the point guards come into the game. They're not accustomed to the speed of the game.
The speed of the game is faster, much faster.
You know, but I think, and the pundits think that he's going to be a great asset to the Miami Heat. But the thing of it is that the Cavs on the other end, they're really trying to put the right players in place. They've just signed an all-star point guard, Irving, to a 5-year extension, and then they drafted Andrew Wiggins in the first round. So they're trying to put this young core group together so that it makes it even more attractive for LeBron to come home. And so right now what they're hoping for is that he will make the decision, probably just as what you're saying, mm-hmm. that maybe kind of he's indebted to them.
That's my personal I would love to see him go back to Cleveland, you know, because really and truly, Carlette, you know, I think what he did was a shortcut to the championship. I mean, it just really was.
Well, I don't think there are any shortcuts to the championship.
Yeah, that was a shortcut.
I think he still had to work hard. I think he still had to do the work. He still had to rise up and prove himself as a premier player. And he had to prove that he,
okay,
when he's in the big seat,
okay,
that, you know, he could be the go-to man and that he could get the job done.
I get it right there. Rarely do we disagree, but I'm telling you right now, it was a shortcut. Because were it not a shortcut, you would have stayed where you were at, and won like that. Okay, he went join premier players in the league
mm-hmm.
and put a championship team together, which was smart. I'm not saying
Absolutely.
It's not smart. I mean, I think, you know, but
And that speaks to his basketball acumen to do that.
Right, the way Kobe has done it, the way Michael Jordan did it, they built the teams around. It was their team, and men came to join them. You know, and so if I leave my team to go join somebody else, I took a shortcut.
Hmm.
I mean, you. There's no other way to slice that, but I mean, is you took a shortcut to the championship.
Well, I guess that's one way of looking at it, and maybe he thought, well, you know, he just turned 30 years old. You know, time, of course, is of the essence. Time is not really on his side, as he is no longer regarded as a young player in the league. He is now certainly
he's a freak of nature.
He is a freak of nature.
Any 21-year-old you put in front of him, he just wouldn't have.
But for how much longer?
I would say at least another 6-7 years.
And that remains to be seen. You know, nobody really knows.
Yeah, because his body is different from like a lot of guys have. There's like a long, tall drink of water, and they have a little bit. He's more like a football player.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, he's built. I mean, he is a 6'8", massive, just tower of power.
Mm-hmm, a tower of power is absolutely on point.
Yeah, I mean, he's
they
just,
say, like, running into him is like running into a freight
train.
Oh, man,
you hurt yourself. The guy might be, I don't know, I'm going to have to look at his weight, but you would think he's almost 300 pounds, but he's not fat anyway.
Yeah, he's certainly solid. And
6'8", 260, 270.
Wow, you think he weighs about 260?
Oh, he's probably about 260. Mother, he's straight up, he's tall, and he's bulky. And he's a fine specimen of a man.
And this is what they're also saying. They're saying, really, it's Cleveland's time. You know, they're saying Johnny Manziel, he's in Cleveland. The city has landed the Republican National Convention. They're saying, you know what, a lot of things are really going right in Cleveland. We need the prodigal son back. And so hope is really springing eternal in Cleveland, and they're hoping that after his chat with Pat Riley, that he probably said to Pat, you know what?
I'm going to take off.
I'm going to take my talent
now
back to Cleveland.
Now, you know what else is happening?
What else is happening?
Melo may be going to Cleveland as well.
Well, and they have floated that rumor, but they're thinking that now that may not happen, that they're kind of really
ain't nobody gonna
relenting.
Know what's gonna happen until they sign
I up. Know it.
And that's what makes it interesting.
And it just it's almost like a basketball soap opera.
Man, they keeping the NBA at the top of your mind after the season. That's what guys like LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony,
that's what they bring
they
to the game.
So much money because you are getting attention to your sport even when your sport is not even going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys are premier athletes, and they make top dollar,
because
right now the league maximum is what they're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like $120 million per 5 or 6 years, but they have a option to opt out in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they make somewhere, and then they get a lot of that money up front in case they get hurt. And they end up making somewhere around $85, $90 million in 4 years, which is outstanding. That's some excellent income, man.
I tell you what, I think that the folks in Cleveland are saying, LeBron, we love you. All is forgiven.
Yeah, but they need to be saying, forgive us. Forgive us, because you can't stop a man for going to a place that he deems better for him.
Well, but a lot of people think, just like you did, that he sold out.
He still took a shortcut. I ain't say he sold out.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying I wouldn't have done the same thing. You understand?
Right.
Especially if I believed in the next 4 years.
Was it a shortcut, or was it just smart? Was he just smart?
It was a smart shortcut.
It was a smart shortcut.
There's no way to get around it, Carlette. It was an easier way to the championship. It was going to be harder in Cleveland. That's just how it is. You cannot – if you tell me it was going to be just as easy for him to win those championships in Cleveland as it was for him to win them in Florida, in Miami, then I would say no shortcut.
No shortcut.
But
it didn't happen that way, of course.
It didn't happen that way.
And, you know, it's just amazing to hear all of the pundits and what everybody's scenario is about what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. So for those sports fans like us who are watching, you know, the moves of everybody, it's like a chess game, watching to see, you know.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting to see how it's going to play out. And I really can't wait until the big press conference and the big reveal about where he's taking his talents or where he's keeping his talents.
The same way he did it the last time. Just a big.
I mean, do you remember we were sitting there waiting for the press conference?
I like those shows. People were saying they shouldn't have done that. I mean, but they did. They backed that stuff up.
Absolutely.
You know, they had that big show. They were walking around giving folks in South Beach dap.
Oh, man, it was an incredible party. It was an incredible party.
Now, had they not won a championship,
right,
then that wouldn't have been the right thing.
Yeah.
But they were saying, look, we're about to win some championships.
Right.
And they backed it up.
Right.
You know.
They didn't talk about it.
Yeah, they didn't talk about it. And if I was going to do it the same way going back to Cleveland, I'm taking my talents back home.
Taking my talents back home.
Going back to the house.
Going back to Cleveland.
My son is returning to Bunker Town. I'm going back to Bunker. Play for the Panthers.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we know that those days are long gone, but we hope to see, switching sports, we hope to see some great football this season.
Yeah, I'm looking for young Deuce Christmas to show up and show out.
Yeah, yeah, he's working hard. And it's a mindset, and it starts with, you know, your kids learning how to work hard in every aspect of what they do, you know, and working hard and doing it well. And you know, that's all you can ask. Work hard.
The camp is going great, I might add.
The camp is going really, really well.
Man, I am.
People
really
are passing and saying, are you going to get up off that boy? Are you going to give him a break?
Yeah, football in Cheneyville is already around. You know, that is a basketball town.
It is.
Nobody plays football or baseball. It is strictly a basketball. I told Deuce, man, buddy, all you got to do is go hang around some of the kids in town and you'll be an expert basketball player.
He'd be a
no
great
time.
Point.
He'd be a good point guard.
But the thing,
the
thing of it is you're in your element because football is loud. It's not one of those sports where you got to whisper.
No, nobody whispers.
Yeah, and Deuce even made some sounds yesterday, and it, for people who know him, that's uncharacteristic of him.
He's doing good.
To be grunting and working hard and grinding and getting out there to catch the ball. So I'm going to tell you, we're talking about basketball, but boy, football season is looming, and we can't wait. Yeah, time for the gridiron. High school football, the NFL, college ball, and so much more. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana for 95 years. 1919, they've been here since. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence with 3 locations to serve you and your family. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company with over 50 years of providing trusted and effective pest control. I'm going to tell you what, if you have not contacted J&J to have them come out and do your inspection absolutely 100% at no cost to you, what are you waiting for? It's easy. They're professional. And most importantly, they get the job done to protect your most precious asset, your home. 318-448-4800. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, one of the hardest working teams in Central Louisiana.
Man, they're working so hard. Now, we haven't heard from Lean or Maurice.
I'm telling you. They're working it.
Deep undercover. To bring out the funeral home.
So absolutely. Yeah. They're working that jelly.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be right on point. But if you need Sylvia's Caring Companion, the number you can phone, 318-346-2540. Also, Solo Productions. Listen, you should not be having, even considering having an event without renting your photo booth. Solo Productions captures your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Lamia Peterson can be reached at 318-581-9106 or log on to the website www.solophotoproductions.com. You're on point. It's already 8:51 local, 9:51 Eastern. We got to get a break. We'll be back right after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young, Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I dig deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole-up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. We still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I